Coming up on today's episode, the latest Disney news, including our reactions to the teaser trailers for both Strange World and the Pinocchio live-action remake. We're also moving on to round three, the semifinals of our best Pixar movie bracket. All that and more, plus our featured film discussion on Bedknobs and Broomsticks on today's Plus or Bust. Welcome to episode 82 of Plus or Bust, a Disney podcast, where each week we watch a random movie on Disney Plus and decide whether we would recommend it, a plus or not a bust. My name is Matt, and joining me today are my co-hosts, my wife Carissa.
Present.
My brother Brady.
Hello.
And my sister Nikki.
Hello.
Hello. How is everyone? How are you doing?
I rolled my eyes very heavy when you said Pinocchio.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're thrilled. You're thrilled to talk about it, right? That's the only thing you want to talk about, this Pinocchio live-action remake?
So good.
It's the best thing to talk about. Even though it's been like 2 weeks since we recorded, there's not been a lot of Disney news. Since Cosmic Rewind reopened, like, Parks News has been really slow, and I assume they're just saving everything for D23.
It's gonna happen tomorrow.
What, all the news?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
It's gonna happen tomorrow because we've recorded today.
Oh, that's true. They're going to announce 40 things. No, I think D23 is in 3 months, 3.5 months. I think they're just saving everything. Yeah.
So then the next thing they'll probably do is Oogie Boogie Bash, and then they got to do something about the annual passes.
They're probably not going to do anything about the annual passes until that lawsuit is taken care of.
I think they're just going to start letting people renew, because in August is when they start selling.
I was going to say, people are going to be ready to start renewing soon.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're just prioritizing the people who already have them. They probably have the amount of passes that they wanted to sell. Because before this, wasn't it like they said that they might have like 1 million APs?
Something like
that. Now they probably limited it to like half. They only sold them for 3 months. Well, the top tier one.
What they're talking about is, since nobody wants to explain anything, just talk like everybody knows what you're talking about.
I assume everybody
they do know what we're talking about.
Does know
the only person that listens to us is Terry, and Terry knows what we're talking about.
Well, in Disneyland, they stopped selling all Magic Keys, which are their annual passes. They just stopped selling them. They're no longer selling them at all. Nobody has any idea when they're coming back, even though they've only been back for, what, not even a year?
No, not even here.
Yeah. So, people think it has a lot to do with the reservation system, which is still in place. You can't get into the park whenever you want. You have to make a reservation. And most passes are blocked out for the next, like, 3 months. So, that is the assumption. There's also a class action lawsuit going on right now saying that Disney was charging people for something they can't use. And Disney's not going to change the passes while that lawsuit is still in court, because then that could just be used against them. So they have to get that lawsuit settled before they make any big changes to the passes. So that was one of the things I had written down for the news, but we've already talked about it now. All right, we can cross it off. You can't buy annual passes at Disneyland right now. Disney World, I have no idea. Are they still selling passes there? No, right? They're only selling one?
No.
You can only get like the top one right now, right?
No, I think it's only the Florida resident.
Oh.
I think it's the opposite.
Which is all of them that isn't the top one.
Yeah, it's the lowest tier one that you can get.
Mm. Oh, the Pixie Dust.
So what Disney is telling you is don't come to our parks.
No, what Disney is telling you is that if you're going to come to our parks, we want you to pay as much money as possible.
Well, yeah, they hate their pass holders.
They do.
They hate their pass
holders. When you listen to the Disney Dish, so Jim said, oh, Disneyland has a love-hate relationship with pass holders. I was like, no. They have a hate-hate relationship with pass holders. There's no love there. No love.
No, the pass holders are what sing their praises online. They do have a
love. I was going to say, they do love their pass holders. They're just stubborn because, like, that's why they keep coming out with new food.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's because pass holders don't spend enough money.
I found it.
You see, pass holders don't spend
which is so annoying because I spend so much money.
You're not a person who lives down there and goes there 3 times a week.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, so I'm not one of the problems to them? You think?
I mean, you're a
number. They like me? Really like me?
To them, you're a number, so you are part of the problem. But the real problem are the pass holders that come 3-4 times a week
don't
buy anything. Yeah. They come for 2 hours. They don't buy any merch. They don't buy any food.
Which I would love to know.
Come and leave.
How much is that really affecting your bottom line, Disney? Like, how much?
It doesn't matter. It's all about making as much money as possible all the time, forever, for always. That's what they want. Anyway, Krista found a thing on Reddit she wanted to read. I have no idea what she's talking about.
I mean, you found it. Let's break for a second so that if Matt doesn't want to include it, he doesn't have to. Okay, break's done. So just some general podcast annoyance. The Disney podcast realm is oversaturated. There are so many garbage podcasts that you have to wade through but find a few quality ones. Today's target is the husband and wife duo. There are so many podcasts where a host is a married couple who loves Walt Disney World. That's it. There's no interviews. There's no insider information or connections. There's no actual expertise regarding the parks whatsoever. These people are not comedians or entertainers. You are just qualified as they are to have a Disney podcast. Maybe write more so. I guess they have entertainers. I think that these allow the podcast tax write-offs for the many trips they take. How else does a couple in Boston have a weekly Walt Disney World podcast? They're not local. They're not going nearly enough to create enough contact. A few guilty parties are unlocking the magic, Main Street magic, and capture the magic.
Literally have never heard of not one of them.
See an unimaginative theme here. The end result is lazy, ill-informed, and the worst of all, not entertaining podcast.
Aha. Uh-huh. What are you trying to suggest?
Nothing. I just thought it was funny.
I've never heard of any of those podcasts. I don't listen to a single podcast hosted by
couple. I just thought it was you. Well, I mean,
That we're married? What does that matter?
I just thought it was funny because they were saying...
They're not talking about our podcast. We get 20 listens. They didn't listen to this.
I know they're not talking about our podcast. I just thought it was funny because...
It's silly. They're silly.
It is their silly.
There are a lot of Disney podcasts, but here's the thing. Anybody can make a podcast.
Right. I think that the thing is too. I think Walt Disney World in general is just oversaturated with.
You started saying Walt Disney, and I was like, Walt Disney would have wanted a podcast.
Walt Disney World
a podcast.
In general, it's just oversaturated. Like, it's just oversaturated with influencers, oversaturated with posts, oversaturated with podcasts, oversaturated with everything. Like,
you could say that about any hobby, though. You can say that about any hobby. There's a million gaming podcasts. There's a million travel podcasts.
I know. I'm saying that specifically what they were complaining about. I feel like Walt Disney World in general is just oversaturated.
Well, Walt Disney World is the biggest Disney resort.
What is the problem? Like, I agree that, but like you just said, literally every end of the spectrum nowadays is oversaturated. That's why we're in a shortage of that's why they can't find people to work like McDonald's jobs, because everybody's started taking up hobbies and trying to make income that way. So, like, that's why, you know.
Also,
the thing is, I don't think that's a bad thing. And also, if you don't like them, don't listen to them. Like,
it's also awfully presumptuous of them to assume that they get tax write-offs on there.
Right, I was just thinking that. I was like,
You know how popular of a podcast you have to be to get tax write-offs? So that just sounds like somebody who's grumpy they don't have a Disney podcast.
Or somebody who is mad that they had to listen to a couple
misses. You listen to one bad episode and you just never listen to it again.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why some of our episodes have 100 views and then none of the rest have 5. They listen to one bad episode and they never listen again.
What was the one bad episode? The first one?
Yes. Well, right now it's that Simpsons one. That's the one with all the views.
Mm. Oh my god.
It's up to
500?
It's up to 500, yeah. It's all the Billie Eilish.
The Mistletoe's one is still at 533. That doesn't make any sense. It's not even during Christmas Day.
Well, that one's not really going up anymore.
Oh.
It's all about the Billie Eilish stands now.
Weird. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they were super disappointed.
They were, because it's a throwing, just a quick news story. Yeah, so that's fun. Let's move on to the news. We don't have a lot, like I said, despite the fact that we've been gone for forever.
I could have 2 weeks worth of grapes.
Do you?
No.
Yeah,
exactly. I just wanted to talk about that thing. The dress code thing.
What about the dress code? I don't even know. You guys keep bringing up a dress code. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So Disney
it's about influencers being stupid.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, influencers are the problem all the time.
Disney has a dress code, obviously. We all know this. So what they used to do is if you got dress coded, they would give you a voucher to buy a shirt. And basically a bunch of TikTokers influencers, whoever, started to go to test the theory, and they did it enough to the point where they stopped giving out free vouchers.
So now you have to pay for it.
Well, that's what they get. They don't deserve nice things.
They should just have, like, stock t-shirts.
Just white t-shirts.
Yeah, like, so that you... I mean, which is kind of dumb, because once they get somewhere, they could change.
They should give them universal t-shirts.
That'd be funny.
Old Universal t-shirts, like not even like new ones, like just a stockpile. It says Universal 1999 on it.
It's so inconsistent.
It is. And I mean, fucking half the time when you go through the turnstiles, sometimes people aren't even looking at you. And
yeah,
there was this one guy who didn't even scan Aubrey's pass. And she's like, she's a big kid. And he was just like, not even tripping off of her on the stroller. And I was like, this is hers. And he's like, oh.
I need to understand what the dress code, like Nikki said, it is inconsistent. Because it's like, what's...
I think she means it's inconsistent, like based person to person.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what? Who determines what?
Yeah,
like,
I've definitely seen girls that should
be... And we were getting on Matterhorn this last time. When we took like Stella and Aubrey, you know, when you and Samantha stayed with Alexandra and Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
There was a girl that was right in front of us that had her ass out. Probably like one of the high schoolers.
Right.
But I'm like, why do you have your ass out? You're about to sit on this seat that all these other people sat in. It's just like, I just don't understand.
Not to...
And speaking of that, I got my sign taken away to announce that I was pregnant because they wouldn't let it in because it was too big. And it's like, wow, that gets flagged.
You gotta fold it up. You gotta fold it up and put it in a bag.
You can't fold
it. That's how other people get, like, signs on Splash Mountain or whatever. You fold up the sign and you unfold it.
Oh, he said it was just now because of prom season.
Mm. Oh, people asking for kids prom? Huh, be original, kids. God. The thing that I want to know is, and I'm not a prude, okay?
I'm not a prude.
Wear what you want, whatever. But I want to know, like, how do they determine what is presentable and what isn't? And, like, the example I'm about to give is maybe not the best example because we were at Blizzard Beach. It was a water park. So, like, obviously people are wearing less clothes because it's a water park, right? But there was this one girl that was there, and she was wearing, like a string bikini. Like, it was a straight thong. Like, there was hardly any there.
Bikini.
Yeah, and I guarantee you she wasn't kicked out of the park.
No.
But it's like...
That's a little different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Her whole ass was showing, though. And I know that it's a bathing suit, but, like, you would think that they would have some kind of rule for bathing suits, right? Like, a normal bikini, fine, but, like, a string bikini? She was wearing nothing. If she went down the big... What's the big one called?
Summit Plummet. Oh, no, Slush Gusher.
No, it is Summit Plummet. You're right. Close. It's Summit Plummet.
Oh. Oh, well, when we went this last time, Summit Plummet was closed.
Yes. Was it? We didn't do it?
No, we didn't. They said it was too windy.
Oh, you're right. It was closed. We did it the time before. Because mm-hmm. Uriel did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did it with Uriel once.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
What?
I did it with Uriel once. Yeah, all the time.
That's weird.
No, but I'm saying...
What happened the last time we went?
Huh?
That had to have been the last time we went.
Oh, then maybe I didn't do it with Uriel. No, it was Dad and Brady then.
Yeah, we did it together in 2018.
Yeah. We went down. Okay. No, I'm thinking because me and Uriel ran off to do we were in the Lazy River together with nobody else for a while. Anyway.
Oh my god, that is your daughter.
Yes, nobody knows what we're talking about. My point is, if she would have went down the big water slide, that would have been like straight up her butt. That was my point. I just want to know because it makes no sense. The whole dress code thing makes no sense.
I think you lost me. Because it is a water park.
I said water park. But I've seen people with, like, short skirts. I've seen people with tube tops and their midriff showing. I've seen men in short shirts. Like, what is it?
I don't know what it is.
Somebody complains? I don't know.
I've seen people... Like, my thing is, like... I think people should be able to dress how they want for the most part. Like, sure, as long as it's, like, age appropriate. That's my biggest thing. But the thing is, like, you're at a theme park. Like, why would you want to be dressed like that?
It's like, hot. You're walking around all day.
Yeah, sure. In Florida, like, I see that. But, like, there's also kids around. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to get used to it eventually. I guess. Teach them young.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like there's a time and a place.
Anyway, the moral of the story is influencers are ruining the parks. And that's true in multiple cases. What was the thing?
No, so you know what's so funny, though, is that I was watching a YouTube, or I was watching a TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And basically it was this girl was stitching an old Disney cast member who talks about like things that influencers are doing, whatever.
And annoy them.
Girl, yeah. So this girl was like, you know, it's not just these Disney parks that these influencers are like ruining. She was talking about how she grew up by Zion Park in like Utah.
Uh-huh.
And how she would tell people about some of the stuff that she did when she was a kid that you can't even do anymore.
Right.
Because of vloggers and influencers and all these different people.
God, imagine if Action Park was around in the day of
influencers. I was watching, somebody was like, don't share your magic so much either, because a lot of people are talking about like the like perks that they've gotten from Disney, like the magic that they've gotten, and they're like, they're gonna start taking that shit away because people are gonna start expecting it or asking for it or trying to get it, blah blah blah, and it's like, stop talking about it, you know?
Wasn't that, Nikki, maybe you're more in touch than I know. I just saw this on Twitter. Somebody was joking about it. Were there TikTokers or Disney influencers or something trying to steal, like, bricks?
Yes.
Yes. I saw. They weren't trying to steal it. Basically, they were saying that there was, like, a brick that you can move and you can put, like, notes in.
Uh-huh.
Over by the Indian.
The what?
The Indian on Main Street.
Oh, by the Indian, the Native American statue on Main.
Oh, outside the theater. Outside of the theater. That guy probably shouldn't be there anymore. Is it supposed to be like that, or somebody just saw like a broken brick and started using it for something?
I think somebody just saw it, and then they're like, "Oh, I'm going to post this for clout."
Great, wonderful. Sounds good. Yeah, influencers suck, including us. Don't listen to us. Just kidding.
We don't
do that. If me and Carissa were to do what we want to do, it would mostly be about food.
Yeah, speak for yourself, because there would be a certain parade that would be gone.
What?
No.
What are you going to do to the Main Street Illegal Parade?
You can't do anything to it.
Yeah, what are you going to do for clout?
I'm not going to do anything for clout. I'm going to burn it.
For clout?
Another thing was...
That would be anti-clout.
Another thing was Six Flags used to have like a...
Oh, the unlimited meal pass?
Oh.
The unlimited meal pass.
Bro,
and that was their own fault.
That was stupid because...
Let Nikki finish.
Sorry.
Well, and just influencers were... I don't even know what they were doing with it, but then they ended up taking it away.
They were saying that here's an easy way to eat because it's an unlimited meal pass, and it was like $25 for the season. And if you live local, you go to eat at the park every day.
Somebody did do that. There was a guy.
One guy who did it.
Yeah, there was a guy who went like 3 times a day for like the whole summer or something like that.
Yeah. And then they got rid of it because they realized they were losing money.
Well, the average person isn't going to do that.
No.
Because like, who wants to eat theme park food?
That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Also, you got a park.
Yeah.
Also, you got to go to Six Flags.
Ouch.
I want to go to Magic Mountain. I do.
I want to go to Magic Mountain, too, but I'm not physically or mentally ready yet.
Yeah, Magic Mountain will kill you guys.
There's a lot.
But then again, you do Disney World.
It's built on the side of a hill, though. Disney World's flat.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is like, the uphill scares me. But also,
I said even Brady couldn't handle it.
We walked 90% of that park. Half the shit was just broken down and it was hot as fuck.
Because it's all pavement.
Well, the thing that scares me is I'm scared that I'm going to go on like 2 rides and then be sick and done for the day and not want to be able to go on anything else. That scares me.
That's why I didn't end up doing anything there, because I knew that 90% of the shit was going to give me a headache.
My coworker really likes Magic Mountain, my old coworker, and she said that like compared to like are Six Flags. Like, the rides are much newer. Well, some of them, I guess. But for the most part, she says that she feels like the rides down there aren't going to make you as sick as the ones up here. But
that Batman ride, never again.
The Batman ride didn't ride, really make me sick. It was Medusa. Medusa made me fucking... Ugh.
I haven't even done Batman, and Missy was like, yeah, no, you can't do that.
Oh, it was awful.
I liked the Spider-Man Superman ride. That was cool. I like that one.
That was scary. I'm not a fan of that one either.
That one's scary.
The Superman ride?
Because you're out of the seat? Well, yeah, it's because the turn at the top is so slow. It feels dangerous.
It's super slow, and there's no lap bar.
There's a lap bar.
There's a lap bar, but there's no shoulder bar.
Yeah.
It's just like an average roller coaster that goes upside down.
It just feels like it goes so slow at that turn at the very top, like if it stops, which is so scary. Like, that's all. That's the only thing that's scary about it. The rest is fine. I don't care. I'm a big boy. I can handle superheroes. Roller coasters. Roller coasters based on superheroes.
Did you close your eyes during Batman like Nikki did?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god. If I wouldn't have closed my eyes, it would have been even worse.
You didn't even want to do it. You didn't have to.
Yeah, she really did it. You're going to help me.
That's what Uriel tells me all the time. Why'd you do it then? To say that I did, okay?
Yeah, but...
She was a brave girl.
Yeah, but her asterisk next to it every time is, but I was terrified and closed my eyes.
Was. I'd never do that again. Well, I would have done the same thing if I would have rode the roller coaster with you guys at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, hang time? Hang time is scary for 5 seconds. Yeah, and then it is just a normal roller coaster.
It is scary for like 5 seconds. That 5 seconds is...
Ghost Rider was scarier.
Oh, that was crazy.
I thought that ride wasn't going to stop. I literally thought
Brady has to go so he can go on that ride, because I think he would like it.
I think he would too.
Yeah, it was...
I want to go ride that other one that we didn't ride. That was in the corner.
We didn't ride a few of them. Yeah, we didn't ride a lot of them.
Yeah, that one.
We didn't ride the dangly leg one either.
The pony ride was fun, though.
I loved the pony one. A lot of people say that Tron is very similar to the Pony Express.
Tron is a little bit more exhilarating than that pony ride.
I think it's the same manufacturer, though.
What is Tron?
No, it's not. There ain't no fucking way.
I believe so.
You're foolish. That tiny little pony ride?
I think so.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look it up now.
I will look it up.
What is Tron?
What is Tron?
Tron is a myth.
Tron is a movie from the 80s.
Tron is a myth.
I'll do you one better. Why is Tron?
Zamperella. Oh, maybe it's not, but let's see.
Tron is a ride that's supposed to open in Disney World, but will it ever? Who knows?
Years ago.
Oh, Tron is Vekoma.
Okay.
It's Vekoma.
Zamperella.
See, you're...
Seen them compared, though, that they're similar.
There ain't no way! Tiny little pony ride?
Tron... No, that ride launches. It has a launch. And you're on a roller coaster.
It's small. I don't know. I didn't ride it.
It was
Tron. Tron is not very big. You know that it's not very tall, right?
It is
tall. Yeah, it's not big at all.
Tron, that's the highest.
The building is tall?
No, but that's the highest that it goes, is that building. It goes about as high as the Pony Express.
No, it does not.
Yes, Carissa, I guarantee you.
I think you're forgetting what that ride looked like. That ride was tiny.
Pony Express goes 44 feet is the highest. Tron.
And I'm looking at Tron right now.
Tron goes 78 feet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, regardless, the pony ride was fun.
It was fun. I liked it a lot.
I'm not doubting that the pony ride was fun. I'm just saying, I think that Tron... I've been waiting for almost 20 years for Tron. So, like, don't downplay, okay? It better be the best ride I've ever ridden in my life.
But it's a Disney roller coaster. I haven't heard that it's very intense. That's all. Nobody's ever said that it was intense.
I don't think it needs to be intense.
Yeah, well, Pony Express is also not intense. So, I think it's fair to compare.
Oh my god. Okay, whatever. Move on.
I liked Pony Express.
Music on Tron is by Daft Punk?
Well, they did the soundtrack to...
I like Tron.
Oh, to the new movie?
Yes.
Obviously.
The new movie. The new movie that's over a decade old.
Are they making a new Tron?
They've been talking about it for forever.
I'm sure they will now, since Disney Plus is a thing.
Jared Leto was attached to it for a while. Yeah, I know. Ugh. All right, we'll see. Maybe. It is weird that they have a roller coaster for a movie nobody cares about. That's not like Disney to
I mean,
that.
Up until this year, they had a land for a movie nobody cared about, so.
That's different. That's the highest grossing movie of all time. Tron Legacy didn't make a lot of money.
But, I mean.
Wait, what?
Come
She's
on.
Talking about Avatar.
Oh.
Avatar was literally late. That was like, literally like 12 years, right? From announcement to.
No, it was.
It was 9 years. Are you talking about how long it took to make?
From announcement to.
It was announced in 2011 and it opened in 2017. But.
Oh,
Avatar came out in 2009.
Yeah.
So it was announced 2 years after the movie and it ended up opening.
Seven.
Eight years after the
movie. 8 years? That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. But Tron Light Cycle Run is about to open in Walt Disney World 12 years after the movie.
And how long after they announced it? Seven?
5 years after they announced.
5 years. So they took almost as long just to build Tron than to build.
I mean, if it opens
the entire land. If it
I was like, do you know something that we don't know?
No, I don't, because I don't. They are testing it.
Lynn said December.
Yeah, Lynn tests on the Disney Dish.
Which
podcast.
Would make he sense because that'll be a different fiscal year.
Yeah, it'll be a whole different fiscal year for them. So we'll see.
I mean, that would make sense.
And it will be like the tail end of the 50th.
And the only thing they'll have for the next 10 years.
Yeah, basically.
But who knows? D23 is coming up. We'll see. Anyway, none of that was news. We got to talk about the news now. So since we've been gone, Disney dropped 2 trailers from some much anticipated movies. The first is their next animated feature from Walt Disney Animation Studios. It's called Strange World. Strange World is set to star Jake Gyllenhaal, who lends his voice to Searcher Clade, the son of a steadfast explorer. The original action-adventure journeys deep into an uncharted and treacherous land where fantastical creatures await the legendary Clades, a family of explorers whose differences threaten to topple their latest and by far most crucial mission. Additional casting announcements will be coming in the upcoming weeks. Strange Worlds will be released in theaters in the United States November 23rd, 2022. Did everybody watch the teaser trailer for Strange Worlds?
No.
Yes.
What? I did.
What?
Oh, I'm alone on this one.
What?
No.
There's not a lot in it, but it looks really neat. A lot of interesting designs. The planet is like a bright pink color, a lot of pinks and like neon blues and like, it's just.
I liked the retro-ness of the.
Oh, the trailer?
Preview.
Well, the director, Don Hall, who worked on, he directed Big Hero 6 and was a co-director on Raya and the Last Dragon. He said that he's based it a lot on like old film serials and, retro like sci-fi like magazines and comic books, so it definitely has that feel to it. Like I said, it looks neat. It's got a really nice visual style, lots of weird creatures moving around in the background, like entire like mounds of land like grow legs and start walking away. It's got those weird like blob things. It's cool.
It kind of reminds me of Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? Sunny with a Chance is the Demi Lovato show.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
A little bit. It has that vibe with like the creatures moving around, but they're not like meatball creatures or food.
They're not food.
They're not food. No, they're just like things, plants, blobs, all kinds of weird things. Like I said, the trailer doesn't give you a lot to go off. You get to see like all the characters. Most of them don't speak in the trailer. It's more so just showing the world. It's going to be an action sci-fi movie set on a weird planet. Very cool.
Yeah, I like the cast. The character designs look cool.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal has a big nose.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to. I wonder how they're all related.
There's a buff woman.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too. Unless they are
Marriage.
Just not. Just
it says they're related.
Oh.
They're the legendary Clades, a family of explorers.
Hmm. Interesting.
They're related in some capacity. They're a family.
My guess is that the character that Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be married to is the other lady.
Okay.
Maybe. And then their son is going to be the...
The kid?
Yeah.
And then maybe the like big guy and the big girl are married?
Maybe.
I don't know. I guess I don't know. Maybe the sister? Who knows? We'll find out later. Doesn't come out until November. Looks cool. I don't entirely know why they're releasing 2 sci-fi space animated movies in 1 year. but that's just how it's fallen this year, I suppose.
The year of space.
It is. It's the year of space. That's what Brady said.
Between Lightyear and that one and Avatar, it's the year of space.
Avatar, yep. Thor, he's in space.
Oh, yeah, Thor. He's
a lot of space.
Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
Yep. I Am Groot, which we'll talk about in a minute.
I Am Groot. Yeah. All space.
A lot of space this year for old Disney. Star Wars, there's like 5 different Star Wars shows this year. Anyway,
space is good.
Yeah, space is, I mean, space is space. They both look different enough. Lightyear has a much more subdued look compared to the much more cartoony look of Strange World. So, and they come out so far apart from each other. Like, they're not going to eat into each other's box office. It'll be fine. I just think it's interesting the way that it worked out. Before that, we got our first teaser trailer for the upcoming live-action remake of Pinocchio by director Robert Zemeckis. We also got the film's release date. It will be coming to Disney Plus on September 8th, which Disney has said is this year's Disney Plus day, where they're just going to drop a bunch of stuff on Disney Plus like they did last year. It's coming a whole month before it would have last year. Last year was in November. This year it's in September because they want to do it before D23. Did we all watch the Pinocchio teaser?
Well, they want to do it before. Yes. Did they say that, or are yes. you just speculating?
No, they said it in the post on Twitter. That's just what they said. I don't know. So everybody watched the Pinocchio teaser. Nikki, yes. It's your most anticipated movie of the year, I believe.
So excited.
I can tell.
I'm just kind of annoyed that they didn't really show, like, Pinocchio.
That's what we said. So, like,
I'm just, like, curious because I've seen, like, still images. So it's going to look just like the Pinocchio in the cartoon?
Yeah, yes.
In that is so weird.
In the concept art that they released during the Investors Day or whatever, it is just Pinocchio. He is just Pinocchio from the animated show or the animated movie. He doesn't look different at all. The, like, quick shot you see of him as a puppet, he looks exactly the same. They released that poster, which is just like his silhouette. It's the exact same. Like, he looks exactly the same. I don't know why they decided not to show him in the trailer at all. It's so strange. Because this isn't like a horror movie where you're like trying to hide the villain, or, like, the killer. Or, like, a superhero movie where you're trying to hide, like, who the new, like, casting or, like, what the new costume is. Like, it's just Pinocchio. The movie is called Pinocchio. He's the main character. You follow him the whole movie. Why didn't they show him? That kind of leads me to believe that something is wrong. Like, what other reason do they have to hide him? Like, it tells me you don't have faith in your design.
Everybody was talking shit about She-Hulk. So they decided to wait until... He was done.
They couldn't have possibly put this trailer together a week after the She-Hulk trailer. My guess is, and Nikki, you brought up Sonic. I do think maybe something like that happened. Not that, like, we saw Pinocchio and, like, demanded he be changed, but, like,
Disney?
What if there was a different Pinocchio design, and then Disney at some point within the last year had to step in and be like, we need to change
Pinocchio.
We need to change Pinocchio. And, like, he's not done. So they couldn't show him.
Right.
Maybe there is something wrong with him. I don't know. But, I mean, other than the fact that Pinocchio wasn't in it, it looks like any of the other ones.
It does look like any of the other ones.
Tom Hanks is in it, and I love Tom Hanks. I'm sure he'll be fine.
But, like, why?
Do yeah. No, we don't. Jiminy Cricket. He runs into a bird. I don't know. I don't have any faith in these remakes. I just don't. And, like, I like the animated Pinocchio. I don't love it, but I like it. And, like, there's no way that this is going to replace it. So it's like, why bother? And also, director Guillermo del Toro has a stop-motion Pinocchio movie coming out this year on Netflix that looks better. Uh-huh. And will probably be better. But less people will watch it because it's not on Disney Plus and it's not based on the Pinocchio everybody knows. So I don't care. I don't care about this movie. The only other thing about Pinocchio is I don't know the actress's name and I feel bad. The Blue Fairy, she's black. People on the internet got mad about it because people are racist and they're just not hiding it anymore. So what else is new? That is the least of my issues with the new Pinocchio movie is the casting of the Blue Fairy. I can tell you that right now. I don't care who plays the Blue Fairy. It's the rest of the movie that looks weird. But We'll watch it. We'll talk about it. We already talked about the other Pinocchio. I'm sure Nikki's looking forward to it. Mark it on your calendar, September 8th, Disney Plus Day. Pinocchio.
How are we going to do it for the podcast?
Yeah, we already talked about
the other Pinocchio. Wow, dang. So she's going to have to go through both Pinocchios.
Yeah. But then she never has to watch either of them ever again.
That's mean to your sister.
She'll live.
Almost as mean as dressing
up. Until we do Netflix Day and we have to watch the Del Toro one.
Del Toro Pinocchio. I mean, that one's stop motion. I'm already way more interested in it just for the pure fact that it's stop motion than weird CGI Pinocchio, who looks like regular Pinocchio. All right, well, stop being mean to Nikki and be nice to Nikki, because we got some news about I Am Groot, the Marvel animated, the Marvel Studios animated series. We found out it will launch on August 10th. I Am Groot is a collection of 5 original shorts starring Baby Groot, everyone's favorite little tree, and will feature several new and unusual characters. All 5 shorts will be available for viewers to watch upon launch on August 10th.
Yay!
Yay!
I don't have to wait a week for 5 minutes.
Nope. You'll be able to watch all 20 minutes of I Am Groot the day it's supposed to come out.
Thank God.
Thank God. Apparently Drax is supposed to make an appearance on it, but nobody knows if Dave Bautista is voicing him. We assume no, because he did not voice Drax on Disney's What If.
Oh.
No, he's Drax on the ride.
The ride kind of bombarded Guardians 3 filming.
The ride
Except
is live
Bradley
action.
Cooper didn't play Rocket Raccoon, so that's kind of weird.
No, Bradley Cooper is not Rocket on the ride, which is strange. And Vin Diesel isn't Groot, but Vin Diesel is supposed to be back as Baby Groot in this.
The director actually spoke out and said that that wasn't true.
That what?
That they didn't... It wasn't during filming.
It wasn't during filming of Thor.
Oh,
he said it wasn't during Thor. It was during Guardians 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, James Gunn... Because people were under the impression that... This has nothing to do with I Am Groot. But the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 1, 2, and 3, James Gunn, people were under the impression that the footage for Cosmic Rewind, the new ride, was filmed during Thor Love and Thunder's filming. It wasn't. It was during the filming of Guardians
3. What a weird thing to be like, oh, no, that's not true. Like,
who cares?
Who cares?
But yes, Bradley Cooper is not on the ride. He could not be bothered. He said he doesn't even want to play Rocket anymore. Like, he said he's, like, done being in movies like that. He wants to be in, like, artsy, fartsy indie movies. And direct his own movies, so.
Like,
I guess Rocket dies in Guardians 3.
He doesn't have too much left, right?
Who?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, you mean in terms of the series?
Yeah.
Are they dying?
Yeah, they're all gonna die.
No, or they just don't have to come back anymore.
I'm fairly certain, and I don't know this for a fact because we don't know anything about Guardians 3. It's still over a year away. I'm kind of under the impression that this might be the last film for all of them, and that they're just going to give them all like a happy ending. Rumors are that Rocket's going to have a love interest. Drax might find his...
Oh, yeah, isn't it
an otter?
Otter. Lola
an otter.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, that's right.
There's speculation that Drax might, like, find his wife or at least his daughter still alive. And, like, that'll be, like, his ending. Gamora's still out there somewhere, so maybe that's Star-Lord and,
Gamora's ending?
And Nebula.
Oh, yeah.
Groot, I assume he'll just be adopted by Rocket and Rocket's girlfriend.
Daughter.
Yeah. Aww. Well, Groot's a CGI character. He can come back as much as they want. I guess so is Rocket, but if he's not voiced by Bradley Cooper. Anyway, my speculation is that they'll just give them all a happy ending.
What about Mantis and Warlock?
Oh, you're right, Mantis. Mantis will just be happy to not be in captivity anymore. Adam Warlock, I don't know what they're going to do with him. He's not even in it yet. I know he's been cast and he will be in the movie, but they'll probably spin him off into his own thing.
He'll be in Marvel.
Yeah. They'll have been in 3 of their own movies. A Christmas special, the Groot series. They will have been
two
in
rides.
Two attractions, 2 Avengers movies, Thor. Like, I love the Guardians of the Galaxy, but like, I won't be upset with any of them if they're like, yeah, we're done. Like, this is, they had a good run. They've been in more. Like, the Guardians of the Galaxy was an unknown property before that movie came out, and now they're like household names. Like, everybody knows who Groot and Rocket Raccoon are. Like, their job here is done. They've done their part. Mm-hmm. So. I Am Groot coming to Disney Plus on August 10th.
I just hope that it will bring more merchandise, because there's not enough Baby Groot things for toddlers in this world.
Oh, I thought you were about to say there's not enough Baby Groot merchandise. I was like, Nikki, have you... I guess he was kind of replaced by Grogu for a while?
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of Grogu stuff for kids.
Oh, well,
but it's, not a lot of Groot.
It's never ending, because he's back. Grogu's back. Well, Groot's... I assume this Baby Groot show is to sell more Groot merchandise? Because Groot's not a baby anymore in the narrative of the movies.
No.
He's a teenager. He's a he'll probably be an adult. I assume he'll be an adult in the third one.
He's going to be an adult, yeah.
There'll be plenty of Groot merch for you to buy at some point.
Yay.
All right, on to parks news. Not a lot. We already talked about Disneyland stopping sales of all Magic Keys. Lame. Minivans, we've talked about this before, but they are officially returning to Walt Disney World June 29th. If you don't know, minivans are Disney's own, like, Lyft. They're done through Lyft.
They're minivans, they shrink you, and then they put you in it. It's like, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
They're just a more expensive Lyft, and they're more expensive because...
Don't say it like that.
That's what they are.
They're designed...
to be cute.
Cute.
Yes, that's why they're more
so,
expensive.
So, yeah. But you left that part out. Like, it doesn't matter. That's the whole point.
Well, that's what... They're more expensive lifts that look cute. They look like Minnie Mouse's dress. Enjoy. They'll be back in...
You mean Minnie Mouse's pants.
Minnie Mouse's pants, yes. she wears the pants and drives a van.
Yep.
June 29th, you can use those.
Thank God.
Yep.
Thank God. I've been waiting for... so long. I'll never
Hope
forget.
You're excited to go broke next time you go to Disney World.
Yeah, that's every time. So Marvel's newest series, I know it feels like we just missed another series just ended, but Ms. Marvel premiered today, and as such, Ms. Marvel is already meeting people in Avengers Campus. You can meet her today if you wanted to.
Oh, it started today? I didn't realize.
It did. The first
episode. I didn't know it started today.
First episode launched today. It's not really, it's not like them to have, like, Marvel and Star Wars going concurrently.
Yeah,
so that's why it's weird.
It's super weird.
Yeah, but Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, will be meeting at Avengers Campus. You can go see her. I've seen videos of her. The little video they did announcing her is super cool. She's, like, a fangirl. So she's, like, going around Avengers Campus, like, oh my god, I can't believe it's Stark Town. Oh, look at all this cool stuff. She's like, I can't believe I'm here. It's cool. It's cute. And in terms of other characters, Boba Fett and Finnick Shand are officially meeting in Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland. That means that the timeline no longer matters. Thank God. No news yet on if this will happen in Walt Disney World. People kind of think that it won't because of the Star Cruiser. The Star Cruiser fits into the narrative of Galaxy's Edge.
Sucks for them.
So maybe they'll just be thrown in the launch bay. Who knows? The timelines, they will not overlap in terms of, like, Rey and Boba Fett will not be walking around at the same time. They'll take turns. When Boba Fett goes backstage, Rey is allowed to come out.
Boba's away, Rey can
play. Yes, exactly.
That's funny.
And we found out that the Mandalorian and Grogu will be meeting later this year. I said that Wanda was going to be the most popular meet and greet of the year.
No.
Not a chance.
No. It's going to be like a 3-hour line.
I'm curious.
I mean, well, and I don't even think they can let him just walk around. I think it'll literally be
no,
like a catastrophe.
They can't. I that's what I'm curious how it's going to work, because as of right now, they're allowed to walk around again. There's footage of Rey walking through the place. Finnick just walks through the marketplace, you know, Boba Fett is walking around. The person they got to play Finnick looks great, by the way. She looks just like her. Like, I'm kind of impressed by how good
she looks. She does really look just good like her.
How good she looks.
No, what they're going to do is they're just going to make a backdrop with a projector of the Razor Crest and put it in front of Kylo Ren's starship.
Maybe. There was that dumb rumor that was going around for a while that they were going to take that out and put the Razor Crest in its place.
And put the Razor Crest there. And he doesn't even have the Razor Crest anymore, so it's, like, not canon.
Not a chance. Well, at a Star Wars Celebration, they had, like, his new ship out, and, like, that's where the Grogu animatronic, he was inside the little capsule. So, like, I wonder if they'll just bring that, right? So, like, it won't be Grogu.
That's what I think they probably will end up doing.
Yeah.
Maybe just put that over by Rise, where the X-Wing is or something.
Yeah. And so, like, Grogu's in, like, a little capsule, so you can't get too close to him, and, like, Mando will be, like, in front of that. But how are they, like, he can't really walk around, because, like, so many people are going to crowd around Grogu. So, like, they're going to have to put him somewhere. He's going to have to be in a spot.
That he can't, like, take a picture of them up close, though. Well, like, BB-8.
We don't know. Maybe he'll be in, like, the little carriage thing instead. And, like, you can get close to that.
Yeah, like...
You could get pretty close to the baby Groot that they... The puppet that they had meeting in Hollywood Studios when you could meet baby Groot.
It didn't last very long.
It did not. I don't know why it didn't, but I assume it broke.
At least I can meet big Groot, so...
Yeah, you can always meet big Groot. He's always there.
Even though he's not in Florida yet.
Yeah, instead they have that other weird robot.
Or they have it, you could take a picture with it, but it's a magic shot, so they just paste
other weird robot.
So there was this robot, I think he's called ICAN, I believe is his name. It's a dude in like a robot costume. It looks like he's on like a hoverboard and like he's wearing a robot costume because he rolls around. And they were testing him in Tomorrowland a few years ago in Florida. He was just rolling around Tomorrowland. He could talk to people and like interact with people, and it's just a guy inside there talking to people. And for whatever reason, when Guardians opened in Epcot, he was just outside Epcot, just meeting and greeting people. You can just go see this random robot. He's not related to Star Wars, or not Star Wars, he's not related to Marvel at all.
Just that.
Yeah, none of the other Guardians are like meeting outside the ride. It is just random Epcot Tomorrowland robot.
I guess for now.
For now, yeah. He's cool, I like him, but why is he there?
What is the purpose?
Yeah, it's very strange. Where's Groot? Didn't make enough Groot costumes? You can have Groot.
No, rather than just keep that instead of stealing the one from here.
Yeah, very strange. But going back to Boba Fett and Finnick and the Mandalorian and Grogu, I'm very glad that they're finally doing this. We've talked about it a million times. Just have them all.
Forget the stupid timeline.
Yeah, like, I think they're doing it the right way by not having them all out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because then that's one way to be like, well, it's not really overlapping, because like you could say once you enter the ride you're entering a different like
mm-hmm.
like nobody's gonna care, just have them all out. Like, why did it take this long to get the Mandalorian? It's gonna be 3 years by the time the Mandalorian shows up.
The most popular Disney Star Wars thing that they've made by far.
Yeah, it's just wild.
This is the one good thing you guys did.
I mean, it's even kind of late for Boba Fett, because now we've moved on. We're in Obi-Wan fever now. We're in Obi-Wan town, baby.
Mm. Not me. Sorry, guys. We won't be doing that for the podcast.
I haven't even watched the third episode. Now the fourth one's out.
I just watched the third episode before this.
So far, it's been fine. It's been fine. I know Vader plays heavily in the third one, so we'll see. All right. Well, with all that out of the way, let us move on to our featured film discussion for the week. We're done.
What about the bracket?
Oh, you're right. The bracket. Fuck. I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah. How come I have to remind you?
We're almost done, too. I'm sorry. I forgot. We're moving on to our best Pixar movie bracket. We are moving on to the semifinals. We're going to decide who's going on to the finals today. If you remember from the last episode, we were at a stalemate between Onward and The Incredibles.
Again.
Yes. I put up a poll on the Twitters to find out if The Incredibles are Onward, with a resounding 81% of the votes.
The Incredibles
has beat Onward.
Ugh,
it wasn't going to happen twice for Onward. I'm sorry, Onward. It just wasn't.
I thought for sure it was.
You weren't going to beat The Incredibles twice. So The Incredibles...
I mean, it was pretty impressive that I beat it one time. Yeah. So
The Incredibles got to move on.
A better one.
So, The Incredibles is taking on Toy Story 2. So, we are going to determine all three this week of who is going to the finals.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, and the next week is three of them up against each other?
Yes, so just the way that the numbers worked out, it's going to be a free-for-all between all three. And we have to determine the best.
That's terrifying.
It is.
So, that means that, like, one person can just pick...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Literally, we can all just... We all like a different one, and then Matt's like, well...
Maybe, no, Matt's voting first. Fuck that.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll all rank them, and we'll determine from there based on the ranking. try to add up the rankings.
I mean, I guess okay. That's
anyway.
That's
one way. Anyway, let's do these. Yeah, well, let's do the semifinals. All right. So first up, we'll go backwards. We'll do Incredibles versus Toy Story 2. Don't everybody say it at once.
Toy Story 2. I really didn't want to have to say a Toy Story. Oh, here's the market.
Are you going to vote Toy Story over Incredibles?
I'm also going to say Toy Story 2.
Nikki, yeah, Carissa. So you're saying Toy Story 2?
Yes.
This is great. This is wild. This is the one time I would have said the Incredibles. I was going to vote Incredibles.
So you were?
Incredibles?
I changed my vote.
No.
Yes.
Incredibles.
I changed my vote.
No.
Incredibles. I changed my vote. No, I changed my vote.
Incredibles is
I changed my vote. There can't be two Toy Stories in the last one. That's not fair.
Incredibles is like my number 5. Toy Story 2 is like my number 6 or 7.
It was going to be a tiebreaker. So then, if we were to ask Mom, I bet you she would have picked Toy Story 2. So.
All right. Well, Toy Story 2, our first movie in the finals. Up next, we have Inside Out versus Coco.
This sucks.
You're making this shit really mean.
Well, it's the semifinals. What is this supposed to be? The Good Dinosaur at this point?
Oh God, no. All right, I gotta. All right, well, I guess Coco.
You voted Coco?
I'm voting Coco. I love Inside Out, but it's not listed here in my top 5, so I'm voting Coco.
Yeah, it's Coco.
This one's really hard. Nikki, do you have a vote?
I don't. I'm still thinking about it.
There's a clear winner here.
I don't think there is a clear winner. I think they're both really fantastic.
I think Inside Out is fantastic, but I still don't think it's better than Coco.
I love them both so much, though.
I'm...
What? Go ahead,
no,
say it.
I'm going to hold my tongue. I'm going to try to keep my composure. I'm trying to keep my hormones and my blood pressure at a steady level.
Okay.
I'm not going to get mad about animated movies. I'm not going to get mad about animated movies. I'm not going to get mad about animated movies.
God, I don't know where to lean.
After the conversation that
Carissa,
we had
love
last
them.
Week.
I love them both.
After the conversation that we had last week.
I love them both.
Oh my.
Nikki, do you have an answer?
Yeah, wait a
second. Yes, I'm...
What are you going with?
I'm going to go with Coco.
So Coco takes it. What?
Oh my God.
My answer doesn't matter anyway.
It doesn't matter. Still, answer. Say what your answer is, Matt.
But I love them both, Carissa.
Say what your answer is, Matt.
I think Inside Out is one of their just best movies, period. Like, period. But I also think Coco is one of their best movies, period. And Coco is very important and has a lot going for it. I think I would probably give it to Coco, but I think I might like Inside Out more. It's hard, but it doesn't matter. Coco won. So Coco's going on to the finals.
Which one do you pick?
I said Coco.
Oh.
Sort of.
Oh my God.
It's hard. Well, the final one is like asking me to choose between my children. It is Toy Story 3. Going up against WALL-E.
I just want you to think about what that movie represents as a whole.
But they're like two halves of my being.
I'm going with Toy Story 3. Sorry, WALL-E.
Two halves of my being.
You're not for me.
I don't like this question.
I don't like this question either. The thing is like I'm between a rock and a hard place. Because much like with Inside Out and Coco, I think they're both 10 out of 10 movies. I love them both. I think they're both masterpieces. They're my number 1 and 2. If I were to list these movies, they are my number 1 and 2. One of them, I think I like better. One of them, I think probably is better. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I pick WALL-E. Nikki picked Toy Story. You guys need to say it before I file for divorce.
I want to hear what Matt says.
Brady, you're rude.
All right, you really want to know?
It's so fucking hard.
Yeah, just pick Brady.
I'm going with WALL-E.
Why would you do this? Why would I be the one?
I'm sorry.
Why am I the one?
I like Toy Story 3. Toy Story 3 is a great movie, but it's not better than WALL-E.
Always picking up my stuff. I think, like I said, I think WALL-E is technically the better movie.
Hmm.
Toy Story 3 is my favorite movie of all time. There's already a Toy Story in the final. I'm going to give it to Wall-E.
Good job for making the right decision.
No, I don't know if there is a right
decision.
It's so
funny. As soon as you said that, Uriel downstairs, I can hear him go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Uriel was offended by what you just said, Bat.
Why?
I know he was talking to Alexander, but it's just funny, the timing of it.
That's so hard. So the final is a three-way brawl between Wall-E, Coco, and Toy Story 2. A pretty solid final three, I think.
I don't know how Toy Story 2
because like, it's a fantastic movie.
Of all the Toy Stories, like, I definitely would have thought it would have been Toy Story 3. It's just funny the way that the
if
order
Toy Story 3 wasn't up against Wall-E, it would have made it.
I think it would have too, but it's just funny the way that it ended up. There's only one right answer.
Of this entire question?
Yes. I don't know how many times I have to say it. There's only one right answer.
Well, we will find out next week in our finale for the
what are we ranking,
best
like
Pixar
10 out of 10?
Huh?
Are we ranking like 10 out of 10?
No, I mean like put them in order of how you would put them.
Oh, okay. Well, how would that, if I do 1, 2, 3 and you do 3, 2, 1, how does that?
Everybody will give their list and we'll try to determine it from there.
That doesn't make sense.
We'll figure it out.
I need to write this shit down so I can time to. So we got Wall-E, 2, and
Coco.
Coco, right?
Yep.
I already got mine figured out.
All right, well, we'll figure that out next week. In the meantime, we can actually move on to our movie discussion this time.
And now, our feature presentation.
Our featured film discussion this week is on Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Aubrey finds that very funny.
Uh-huh. Elbow, henbane, aconite. Glowworm fire, firefly light. Well, isn't that pretty?
Is that all we get?
This knob will now work the famous traveling spell.
And what's the famous traveling spell? How does it work?
Well, you take this knob and put it back on the bed upstairs. Then turn it smartly a quarter turn to the left. Then, in a firm, clear voice, tell it where you want to go, and the bed will take you there.
Go. Miss Price, will it really?
Well, I see no reason to think otherwise.
Oh, thank you for the lovely gift.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it does belong to Paul. He's the only one who can work the spell.
Me?
Yes.
That's right, mine won't it?
That's the way the spell works.
Nice mess, heel maker things.
Spoilers ahead for Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Let's read the description from Disney Plus.
Spoilers for a movie that was made in 1971.
Yeah. Hold on tight for a magical, musical, fun-filled journey. When young Charlie, Carrie, and Paul move to a small village during World War II, they discover their host, Miss Price, is an apprentice witch. Although her early attempts at magic create hilarious results, she successfully casts a traveling spell on an ordinary bedknob, and they fly to the fantastic animated Isle of Naboombu to find a powerful spell that will save England. Released in 1971, directed by Robert Stevenson, starring Angela Lansbury, David Tomlinson, Roddy McDowall, Sam Jaffe, John Erickson, Bruce Forsyth, and a bunch of kids.
I forgot what we were watching, and I don't know why in my head I was like, oh, we're watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, right?
That's not a Disney
but
movie.
But that's not even a Disney movie. No. I didn't know that.
All right. Bedknobs and Broomsticks. What did everybody think?
I didn't hate it as much as I thought I was.
Every time we get an old movie released before 1995, Chris is like, I don't want to watch this. And then every time we come back and it's like, I didn't dislike it as much as I thought I would. Even the bad one.
Yeah.
Best part is definitely the cartoony. I like the cartoony parts.
I think the back half is
like
better.
I didn't like the cartoony parts, actually. I didn't like those.
What? You didn't like the soccer match?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, the beginning is definitely a little slow.
There was a scene in the beginning that I was going to talk about, and I can't remember what scene it is now, so now I'm mad.
Wasn't that important?
I guess not.
I did like it. I don't think it's great. It is very slow. It's clear that they wanted this to be Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Again.
Pretty much.
And it just isn't.
No.
It doesn't have the whimsy I don't think the kids are as engaging as the kids in Mary Poppins.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the kids comparatively were fine.
I feel like the kids don't get a lot to do in this movie after, like, the beginning. Like, because once David Tomlinson shows up, it kind of becomes his movie.
Yeah, it does.
It's sort of less about the kids and Miss Price. I mean, I love Angela Lansbury. She's a treasure. I'll support her in anything she does. And I think David Tomlinson is great in this movie.
Yeah,
I think he's...
Dad, Mary Poppins.
Yes, he plays Mr. Banks. And, like, they're two pretty different roles. Like, he's kind of the stern, like, straight man in that...
No fun one
in that movie. And in this one, he's very funny. He's a really good comedic actor. He's got a lot of good jokes and a lot of good... he does a lot of physical comedy anytime he gets, like, trampled by the animals or, like, he's on the floor, like, the rabbit, like... I think he's really, really good in this. I think they have pretty good chemistry. I don't know. Like, after they start traveling and they meet him, the kids just are less involved. I like the kids better in...
Mary Poppins.
And Mary Poppins, it looks better visually. The songs are way better in Mary Poppins. I don't think the songs in this movie are very good at all.
No, I don't even know why they put them in there. They should have just left them
out. They're Sherman Brothers songs, too.
Wow.
I liked the song Underwater.
Yeah, that one was okay. I like the Portobello Road song. It's just that it's that one
was good.
That scene is so all over the place. Long. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little too much.
And it didn't really do what its purpose was. It wasn't very like cohesive and I don't know. It just was like why?
I liked the concept of it. Like they're in this like kind of shady town and like there's all these different people from different nations and like different armies and they're all playing their like types of music and everything, but I feel like they wanted it to be like Step in Time. But the thing with Step in Time is it is a very long musical sequence with a lot of dancing, but it's very continuous, it never stops. And like this, they there's all these like weird fades and it cuts to like here's the like you know the Middle Eastern guys doing their dance and now here's like the African guys doing the
Scottish.
Yeah, the Scottish people doing their dance and the African guys doing their dance.
It just kind of cuts from one scene to the next and it doesn't, it's supposed to all be cohesive, but it's not.
Yeah. It's very strange. It doesn't work the way that they want it to. And I wish it did because I do like the song and I like the idea of the music being unique for each section, but like, I feel like it doesn't flow. It cuts abruptly to the different types of music. And, like, the rest of the songs are just largely forgettable, I think. So it just, it has the Mary Poppins vibe, but not enough. And maybe that's not fair, because Mary Poppins is one of the best. Yeah, one of the best, but...
You could tell that it was inspired by it, but it's not, like, it doesn't hit the nail on the head the same way Mary Poppins did.
Yeah, it wasn't, well, Mary Poppins was Walt's passion project. Like, that was, like, his big... That was like the mark he wanted to leave on, like,
you could tell that they didn't put the same care into it.
Yeah, well, by this point, Walt was already dead for 5 years, or six years.
No, 5 years, because he died in 66.
He died in 66. Right? This came out in 71. So this was made, you know, without his sort of leadership. And this was a point in the company where they were just trying to do whatever Walt would have done. And I think they were trying to do Mary Poppins. Doesn't quite work. It also has this weird grimness to it, where it's like it takes place during the war, and the whole thing that she's trying to do is get a magic spell to stop the war.
Yeah,
like that's a little strange. Although
it was funny when I was watching it, I was thinking of The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that reminds me of like The Sound of Music a little bit. Because they're, you know, the war and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so then when the movie was over, it was like, the movie that it recommended to watch next was The Sound of Music.
Sound of Music, yeah.
This movie it has Nazis in it. There are Nazis in this movie. This is a Disney movie on Disney Plus with Nazis in it. The Nazis are fought off in the end in a comical way. In my favorite scene in the whole movie, the scene at the end where all the knights of armor, the suits of armor come to life. With her magic spell, and they fight off the Nazis. That scene is great.
I think that's my favorite part.
I think the special effects hold up pretty good, things considered, in that scene. For
when the bed is traveling.
Well, I'm not talking about
that. Oh, you're just talking specifically about that scene.
Yeah. They green screen out, like, they have like the horse armor, but there's no horse underneath. So they like green screen out whatever they're standing on. They green screen out the faces so that the masks are empty, the helmets are empty. It just looks really good, even still, like for a movie made in the 70s and probably didn't have that big of a budget. It looks good. I think the jokes are pretty funny. They're like shooting at the armor and like it's bouncing off and like the helmet has all the bullets in it. There's one part where like the leg armor is like marching and like the Nazi is like stuck inside the legs. I think it's really good. I think that part is the best part, the most fun. Mm-hmm. Angela Lansbury looks really stupid riding on the broom. That effect doesn't hold up too great, but neither does Mary Poppins with the umbrella. So I guess it's okay. I feel like this movie is beloved, and I don't know if have you guys ever seen this?
No.
Yeah, I don't...
I think I've seen parts of it.
I don't remember ever watching it as a kid. I definitely watched Mary Poppins, but I don't remember watching it as a kid. I remember seeing the VHS cover, because it's them on the bed, like, in the water. But I don't remember ever watching this as a kid. But I
never watched this movie.
I feel like this movie is beloved. There's, like, a Loungefly backpack of this movie. Like, that's not nothing.
I mean...
Yeah, and that Loungefly backpack, I think, came out before the Tiana one.
Uh-huh.
It did not. Uh-huh. There was like five Tiana uh-huh. ones before the the Loungefly. Why didn't you
it
like...
It really doesn't matter, because there was a Rue one before. That's all. That's the problem.
I'm still buying that Rue.
Would you leave Rue out of this? He did nothing wrong. It's not his fault.
Rue! Rue is a more iconic character than Tiana.
He's one of Pooh Bear's friends. They're all very iconic. I'm not saying he's more iconic than Tiana, but I am saying that I understand it's Pooh Bear.
I can't believe you.
Why didn't you like the animated part? What was the problem with the animated part? Why didn't you like it?
All the characters are so recycled. Like, the bear
it was Walt was dead. Like, we needed to. We were being cheap.
The bear was Baloo.
I think the bear was more Little John than anything.
Yeah, but Little John was Baloo.
Prince John.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever.
Shut up.
Fox.
Robin Hood.
Fox Robin Hood.
But here's the thing. This movie came out first.
Before Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Robin Hood recycled these characters.
Okay, well...
Don't you dare disrespect Robin Hood like that.
I mean, I guess I did, but that... Well...
We already knew the Robin Hood recycled animation.
They do it a lot. Yeah, they did it several times.
They did it as recently as Beauty
like
and the Beast.
It looked like Under the Sea.
Yeah, okay, that's... There's no way they reused that.
No, they didn't reuse it. It was before, but I'm just saying, like, the... Watching it now, having seen all these characters and other things, it just felt... It felt recycled, even though it's recycled on my end, not on theirs.
Right.
I don't know. I just wasn't a huge fan. Do you guys remember that video that went around of, like, the Disney, like, showing, like, all the
recycled animation?
And did you, like... I never actually watched that video because every time I went to go watch it, it was already taken down.
That's been common knowledge for forever.
I mean, it's common knowledge if you watch all the movies. You can see, if you see each character.
A lot of it is very similar. There's entire scenes.
Yeah.
There's entire scenes in Robin Hood that are just straight lifted from the Jungle Book.
Right.
Like, but like, I don't think that's a problem. Like, I mean, they change the characters enough, they're in different contexts, like they're singing a different song, they're telling a different story, who cares? They were strapped for cash, it was the 70s. Disney didn't have a lot of money in the 70s. They were opening a Florida park.
I don't think they should do that now, though.
They don't.
Yeah, I know. I'm
just mean, I guess they might, because like it's easier with computers to like manipulate stuff to look different.
Yeah.
For all we know, Elsa could be built right on top of Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Don't act like they don't look similar.
They do all look similar. I'm not saying they don't.
Honey Lemon is just Rapunzel.
Yeah, Honey Lemon is definitely Rapunzel.
Hey.
She's a little skinnier. But she just is...
And taller.
And taller. But she's just Rapunzel. Anyway, I'm not holding that against it. The thing with the animated scene is, like, the soccer game, it's really strange that there's a soccer game in the middle of this movie.
Yeah.
I assume it's from the book. This is based on a book. As most...
Based on two books, I think.
As most Disney things are.
Two books. Bed Knobs and Broomstick?
Yes, the first one is Bedknobs. The second one is Broomstick.
No. I had it open. Oh, okay, so it's The Magic Bedknob or How to Become a Witch in 10 Easy Lessons and Bonfires and Broomsticks.
Oh, sorry.
It's so funny. When she gets the broomstick, Chris is like, oh, that's the broomstick in Bedknobs and Broomstick. That's the broomstick from the title.
That's it.
And then the movie is just openly misogynistic and is like, you have to ride this like a lady.
But she doesn't, though.
I know she does, because she can't.
About the animated part again. The thing I thought was weird about it, other than the fact that it's like a weird soccer game in the middle of this movie about World War II, the actual soccer game itself, I think it's fun. There's a lot of fun animation. You can tell they put a lot of effort into it. I feel like it's kind of, the sound is weird. Like, none of the characters, like, speak a lot. They make a lot of, like, noises. And, like, the crowd is, like, cheering in the background. But there's
the same, like, sound for the ball dribbling, like, multiple times.
There's no, like, music playing in the background. Like, it's very strange.
The sound is a little weird in that scene.
Sound is so strange. I feel like there should be more...
sound.
Yeah, well, I think there should be, like, music playing. Like, when I think about, like... Robin Hood has like a similar scene where there's like a lot of things happening all at once, like where they're chasing each other around and stuff, and there's high octane, I guess not high octane, but there's like a music, there's like a score supporting it.
Yeah.
And like this, there's just a crowd cheering noise the entire time the soccer game is going on. I'm just like,
and it's like stock cheering,
so. It just doesn't sound right. I feel like there should be more energy despite the fact that it's a high energy scene. It's very strange. But I do really like all the designs. I think it's very funny. I love the, like, ostrich holding the thing in his paws, and then he, like, hides in the sand. That's very funny. The rhino getting the ball stuck on his horn. That's very funny.
I like the crocodile bouncing it with the tail.
Yeah. I feel like they're all cheating. Like, they're all obviously cheating. You can't do that. The hippo just bouncing it on its head the whole time. Like, I don't know. I feel like there was... a lot of foul play going on there, but I guess the king was just trying to win. So.
Yeah, that's all he cared about.
Yeah. But I think I did like the under the sea portion a little bit better. I liked the octopus.
Under the sea portion.
The octopus band was funny looking. There's like a part where like these two flounders are dancing and they turn to the side and they're flat. That's a funny joke. And on Disney Plus, this movie warns you of tobacco usage because there's a codfish smoking a cigar. And that's the reason. That's funny to me. Yeah, back when you can have codfish smoke a cigar.
It was a different time back then.
It sure was. You mentioned the bed. Any of the scenes where they're flying on the bed, I don't like.
Oh, it's so cheesy.
It's real bad. Like,
and then, like, the first time when they're going through and it's just, like, psychedelic and I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah, just a bunch of weird filters, like, on top of it, like, inverted.
At first I was like, is my phone, like, messing up? But no, it's supposed to be like that.
I know, they're, like, effects I can do in Photoshop, like, right now with
you
one button.
You watch this on your phone?
I watched a little bit of my phone when Alexander was napping, yeah.
Mm. It's clear to me that, like, either they didn't have the same budget, because, like, Mary Poppins doesn't have any, like, weird... like, the effects of Mary Poppins are all way better. Or they spent it all on the animation, because the animation is very good. And that scene is long. So. And the special effects at the end are good. So, like, it is weird that, like, the titular bed knob portion of Bedknobs and Broomsticks is the worst-looking part of the film. So I don't care for that very much. But, I mean, I like the idea of, like, a flying bed. I think that's fun. If there was ever, like, a Bedknobs and Broomsticks dark ride, it seems obvious what you would fly on the bed. Fly on the bed.
I don't think they're ever going to make this into a movie.
Oh, you mean a ride?
I mean a ride.
No, that the time has passed.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that beloved. I think it's beloved. I don't think it's that beloved.
Can't even get one for Mary Poppins.
Poor Mary Poppins. Just the kids. They're obnoxious. Well, the oldest one is obnoxious.
Yeah. The other two are fine. I actually like the littlest boy. He's fine.
What's that got to do with my knob?
He's so funny. I knew it the whole time. Just nobody asked me. Okay.
He's very... well, that was frustrating. First of all, he's right about the island. Fine. But then he's like, oh yeah, the words, they're right here. I knew the words. It's like, why did we go to the island? You had the magic words in the book.
Well, I mean, when they went to the island...
nobody ever asked me.
When they what?
When they went to the island, they were trying to escape, so they needed to go somewhere.
I mean, they could have literally gone anywhere.
I mean...
they could have gone to Disneyland.
I was just saying, like, it was quick, so they were... trying to
get out of there?
Yeah, trying to get out of there.
No, I guess it is just the older boy. He's just kind of obnoxious.
He is obnoxious. At least starts to not be obnoxious, but he is.
Well, because they all get pushed to the background.
Yeah.
The kids don't do anything. Yes. The little boy is the best one. The little girl doesn't really do anything.
No, she doesn't.
She's kind of there.
What's the witch's name?
Miss Price.
Miss Price. She orders her around a lot. Like, she's always asking. I mean, she kind of asks them all to do stuff, but she really asks the girl to do a lot of shit. And I was just like, damn. Like, there's three of them.
I guess.
She liked her. Yeah, she liked her best. She was the girl. Even though she had to sleep in the couch.
Yeah, she'd have to sleep in the couch.
Oh, I love the cat. Cosmic Creeper. That's his name, right?
She's like, I don't give it silly names, and then its name is Cosmic
Creeper. That's the name. That's its given name, is Cosmic Creeper.
Yeah, if you go on the IMDb, that's what it says the cat's name.
That's what
the actual cat.
That's a great name. But that cat looks ragged. It is quite rough.
It is. I wasn't sure if it was a real thing or not.
There's a few parts where I'm fairly certain it is not. I'm fairly certain it is an animatronic or a puppet, because like there are a few parts where it does not move naturally. Puppet.
The chase scene where she's chasing Charlie as a rabbit.
You think it's a puppet?
I think it's a puppet. The way it climbs up the stairs.
Yeah, there's parts that just don't look right.
It looks so fucking stupid.
I love that cat, though. He's great. I love anytime she turns him into rabbits, too. That's very funny.
I like when the guy turns himself into a rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Brown, yeah.
If you are Mr. Brown, please get off my lap. And I like when she turns the king on the island into a rabbit. It's an animated rabbit. That was nice. It was a nice touch. I mean, I guess why wouldn't it be? But it was a nice touch.
Now he's stuck as a rabbit forever.
No, it doesn't last that long.
No, it lasts like 10 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, it changes too, because when he turns himself into a rabbit,
oh, yeah, it lasts forever.
It lasts way longer than any other time.
That's because he's a real magician. A real witch.
Well, that's not fair.
I like that in the end they adopt the kids.
Yeah, and they get together even though he's like a huckster.
And then he goes to war.
Yeah, and then he goes to war. Yeah, he's joining the efforts. They're no longer magic. They don't have their spells anymore.
I know, so sad.
I do, since we're talking, I almost forgot to say it. I love the concept of her learning magic through like a... It's basically a scam, right? It's like a mail away, like learning. Like he's sending her like every month, like in the mail. Like it's like you think about like Harry Potter and like Hogwarts. It's this big, grand, like private school, and like I have to imagine, like in the world of like that, like there would be like these scam colleges that you like mail money to, and they send you like a fake spell. I love that concept. Is so funny to me that he. He's not a real teacher.
Literally just was making up spells.
Yeah.
Didn't even know if they were real.
Yeah, he's just a street magician.
And she fell for it, like a glided sinker. He just, so apparently he just sent her a broom. Just a normal broom.
I was thinking that when they found him, I was like, oh, so it wasn't a witch's broom. It was literally just a broom.
It was just a broom. It's a surprise that she's magic.
And he just sent, like, a random-ass, probably, alley cat that's hella mangy.
I think that concept is so funny. Like, a huckster trying to get one over. She's probably the only person that pays him for, like, the month for it. And he's just some scumbag on the side of the road selling cheap tricks.
Yeah.
That's probably the funniest conceit in the movie. But, like, he is likable, like I said.
He's
my favorite character. I think he's very funny. I think they have pretty good chemistry, all things considered.
They do have good chemistry, actually.
I don't know that they have as good a chemistry as Mary Poppins and Bert, but they have good chemistry.
I like that they're older.
Yeah. How old were... I mean, I guess they were pretty old in this, huh?
Yeah.
I looked it up, and Angela Lansbury was 49, I think.
Wow.
Well, she's 94 now.
Yeah. So she was almost 50.
I thought for damn sure they looked older.
Yeah, they are. They were. I mean, you could tell just by looking at them.
Much older than Julie Andrews was in Mary Poppins.
People also just aged quicker back then, too. They all looked older.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, I don't know how old David Tomlinson was in Mary Poppins, but, like, his wife looked way younger than he did, so, in that movie, anyway.
Well, like, your mom. Your mom is 50 now, and she looks younger than Angela Lansbury did when she was 50.
In this movie?
Yeah.
People just aged different back then.
Yeah, they did.
But again, Angela Lansbury is a treasure.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. But they did definitely... She was... her clothes and her hair and everything.
Well, she was a witch. Old. Oh, and that weird scene where he's like fantasizing about her in a bathing suit. Oh, what was that about?
So weird.
That was so fucking hilarious.
I couldn't tell if, because I was watching on my phone, I couldn't tell if that was like, if that was her or not. Like, I was like, what is that?
It's her.
I can't tell if it's her either. Do you think
it is? I think it's supposed to be her, but like, first of all, we never see her in a bathing suit, so why is he fantasizing? I know he's got like the hots for her, but like, just randomly, he's sleeping on a bench, about to leave, and he starts fantasizing about her in a bathing suit walking towards him. That scene lasts for like 5 seconds, and then she disappears, and he goes to the Nazis show up, and it's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, that whole part was weird.
It was
like
weird.
I'm like here thinking, oh, the movie's almost over, and then all of a sudden, there's like these people at their house.
Yeah,
Nazis.
Well, and he just decides to leave. He just up and leaves the second that they like find out that.
Yeah, that was weird. He was like scared, I guess.
I guess so, because like the
which is funny because he like stays, and then they adopt the kids, and then he leaves anyway. Like, what was the point?
He goes to war. He's fighting in the war. Even though he already fought in a war, sort of. Yeah, but it was weird that, like, they tell him, like, oh, well, the kids are going to go to a different home now. And then he leaves.
Yeah, he, like, I don't know. It's, like, it was such a weird response.
I think it was supposed to be, like, he doesn't want to commit to anything.
Yeah, I think so, too. But they're old. Like, let it go, man. You're a street magician. Just, she has a house. Move in.
Like, she's got a nice house.
Yeah.
You're living in a fucking stolen house.
Yeah.
That whole scene's great, too.
Yeah, he's homeless.
Basically. So. She's like, don't destroy anything. It doesn't belong to him.
Either.
And there's an unexploded bomb in the front yard. Maybe this movie's better than I gave it credit for. I'm laughing at things thinking about it. It's just weird. It's a weird movie. It's weird that it takes place during the war. Like, I know that all movies back then took place during the war, but this is weird. I guess it's better than Peter Pan 2.
It came out in the 70s, so...
It was only 30 years of difference, yeah.
Like, it didn't need to take place in the war.
I'm sure the books did, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm fine watching Nazis get their ass kicked by suits of armor. Why not? Even though there was way too many suits of armor at the end of that for that
museum.
Yeah,
there was too many. So many.
Like, that shot where, the faraway shot where they just, the line of suits of armor. How many were in that museum?
There wasn't even that many Nazis.
Also, they clearly ruined all those priceless artifacts by turning them into, letting them get shot.
It was for a good cause.
I know it was for a good cause. I don't care. I just think it's funny.
Alright, let's wrap it up, because...
Yeah,
I gotta go to bed.
I gotta give your daughter.
Yes, I know. All right. Well, we will finish it up, and we gotta do our random movie in a second here. So, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, the 1971 classic. Brady, plus or bust?
It's a plus.
Nikki, plus or bust for the Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
I'm gonna give it a plus.
Krista, plus or bust?
I'm gonna give it a plus too. It wasn't that bad.
I'll give it a plus as well. It's not as good as Mary Poppins, but I enjoyed it. I don't know if I'll ever watch it again,
yeah,
but
probably not.
It's fun. I think the cast is fun. I think the effects, for the most part, hold up. The animation's cool. It's pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
Howard is still on.
Oh my god, get over it.
I cannot. Thank you.
All right. I gotta click the button to find out what our movie will be for next week, because we are still on random. Nothing has come out that we're gonna watch. What's the next thing? Is it Ms. Marvel?
Yeah.
Obi-Wan?
No, we're not going to do Obi-Wan, because Chris is not
going to
watch.
I forgot Chris is a hater.
Yeah, she hates Star Wars.
I mean, you guys...
Except for one specific Star Wars.
Yeah, one. Oh, no. Oh, man. Why are we getting all these old movies?
It's from the 90s.
It's still old.
You said anything before 95.
It's from 97!
Oh.
It's that darn cat, the That Darn Cat remake. From 1997.
Nikki loves that movie.
Nikki, you've seen That Darn Cat? I guess you would have, huh?
That's the Christina Ricci one, right?
Time. You don't remember watching it?
I don't remember watching it.
Maybe you'll remember watching it when you watch it.
Maybe you'll remember watching it when you watch it.
It is Christina Ricci.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll watch it and be like, oh, okay, I remember this movie.
Have you seen the original?
Yes.
Are they similar? This was this movie was directed by the same guy who directed Bedknobs.
Oh. I've seen the original, like, more recent than I've seen this version, so.
All right, well, That Darn Cat, the 1997 version, is the version we will be watching for our next episode. Nikki claims I've seen it. I guess I have. I like the, it's police / cop movie.
I know, I saw that too.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive you've seen it.
Okay.
Brady probably not, because he was little, but you, I'm pretty sure you've seen it. I'm
pretty sure.
Dougie
Doug. Maybe not then.
Dougie Doug isn't. It's a nice, cool hour and 30 minutes. I like that. Alright, well, That Darn Cat, next week. Until then, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Plus or Bust, a Disney podcast. If you liked it, be sure to like, review, 5 stars, leave a comment, whatever it is you do on your various podcast apps. I don't even know anymore. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Plus or Bust. Join our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/DisneyPlusOrBust. Send us an email, DisneyPlusOrBust@gmail.com. You can find all that stuff in the description below, as well as time codes and all kinds of other fun stuff, descriptions, whatever. Until next week with That Darn Cat. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
What's that got to do with my knob? The funniest line in the whole movie. Unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember the spell or else I would have done the spell.
Look at the recipe book. Look at the cover and look at the red plate.
Oh. Eeyore looks like he's seen some shit, too.
I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be Pinocchio.
It's got his little hat and his nose.
Why does his nose look different on both of the things?
It's two different foods.
That's kind of terrifying. I like the Sully.
I'm going to make it for your 30th birthday.
Little Pinocchio's?
Yep.
What if we dressed Alexander up like Pinocchio?
Oh my god, yeah, like stole him and bought a costume.
Bye. I'm sure they will come out with new Pinocchio costumes with that movie.
They probably will, and we will get one.
I'd like to get him Peter Pan one day.
Oh. That movie comes out next year, so.